When the Super Bowl was in Arlington in 2011, there was a lot of buzz. You know, people here were really excited, even though the Cowboys weren't even in the playoffs that year. You know, it was a big deal for fans. I mean, impact on them if this bathroom bill passes and the NFL says, no thanks, we're not coming to Texas.
Yeah, there are two aspects to that. First of all, you're right. Fans will be really disappointed that they don't have the opportunity to see these events in a state and area that they're very proud of. So that'll have a fan impact. But also the state and local areas will have an impact because the exposure value from having these events in their areas is very significant. I was at the Super Bowl when it was in Arlington, and whether it's ESPN or other places doing live shots from the venue, this is all positive exposure that the area gets as a result of having this major event. That will be lost as well.
Just the flip side of the coin. You know, let's say this bill does pass and the NFL doesn't do anything and they decide to have a Super Bowl in Texas. I mean, is there that big of a negative PR hit that they would take that would be worth having the Super Bowl there still? I guess I'm just trying to envision the other side of the coin if they did have a Super Bowl or an event in North Carolina or Texas if a bill like this passes.
You know, the NFL, like other organizations, can have the Super Bowl anywhere it would like. There are cities that would kill to have this event in their area. So it will be no problem for the NFL to relocate this event, just like it's no problem for the NBA to move the All-Star game or the NCAA to move championships out. So there's really little downside for the NFL moving the event to another locality. It has to protect the inclusiveness in regards to its fan base. So I have a feeling that there will not be a game of chicken in this. I would heed the warnings of organizations like the NFL because they mean business.